You want to hear something funny as hell? Back in the day, B wanted to look like Ja Rule.
It's murder.
Listen, bro. The rule thought I had to be like five, bro. Like, leave me alone.
So he used to say,
quick disclaimer. Welcome to the Weird Night Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. I'm back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your many hosts. And I want to take the time to introduce the other host, right? So first we got the Jamaican from Philly, all right? The big dog, old Mac.
Mr. Mac Main himself. What's going on? What you want to say to the people?
You know what, man? I'm here. Just been dipping out of my barber, you know what I mean? But nah, I ain't really got shit, man. I appreciate y'all. I love doing the shit, man. I love doing the shit for y'all, bro.
All right, and my other co-host needs no introduction because he looked like every other YN that's out there on the streets right now. I got my little big brother, little brother B. What's going on, man? What you got to say to the people?
So I was going to talk. What's up, man? What's up? We got another episode. You know what I'm saying? It's been a good week. I'm trying to have a better day, you know. Yeah, guys.
Yo, so we are rapidly approaching the Christmas season. And of course, I want to start it off with Christmas, right? I want to know from you guys, like, what was your favorite, either your most memorable Christmas moment or the best Christmas gift that you got, something along those lines. I mean, a lot of people are at home right now and they go through a hard time during the Christmas season. And sometimes it brings people up just to hear about the good times or funny times that you had once upon a time.
And I run with it first, man. Listen, I never really had Christmas like that. Y'all already fucking know that. I already spoke about that on multiple occasions. But I remember my best Christmas gift I ever had, man. I was in ninth grade, started playing football, and fucking I was skinny as hell. And I just wanted to get big. And I just can remember and saying, man, I want me some fucking weight. I want a weight set. I kept saying that. I know my dad wasn't going to get it, but I just kept saying that shit. And guess what popped up, man? Christmas. You know what I mean? I had a little bench set. It was a wrap from there, man. Workout centric from there. But yeah, that's my best Christmas gift. That's my best and only Christmas. No, it wasn't my only Christmas gift, but my only other Christmas gift other than like shirts and socks and shit.
Got you. I mean, they love the shirts and socks, and you do need that shit. But, of course, as a kid, you just kind of look at it like, man, this is some bullshit.
Right. Not on no fucking Christmas, man.
What about you, B? What you got?
Man, Christmas time is funny, man. It gets you in the spirit of how you hyped up about it. And as men, we don't really get shit, man. But growing up, there's anything like, I really can't remember nothing too much crazy. I just love when I used to get money or clothes and shoes and shit. I liked it looking good going to school, fresh and shit. But, bro, I don't really have, like, I'd say some money or something. I don't really got too much of it. And it's real, like, I don't really got too many. No.
The crazy thing for me is, like, pretty much like you, I don't really remember too many of the gifts that I got, like, during Christmas time. But one thing I do remember is when we were younger, a lot of times we would spend Christmas with all of our family, right? And I just remember having all the cousins and everything running around and, you know, just having a good time with the family, eating a big dinner and, you know, just doing that. That was the Christmas tradition, and that's why I liked Christmas growing up. I don't remember the presents, but I do remember just having fun with my family at that time. And that's something that I really want to recreate because, of course, that generation is now, they're getting older. They're looking for people to pretty much take up that helm. But of course, with me being all the way down here, I mean, it's a little bit different, but I do want to get to the point to where I invite people for Christmas and they actually show up, you know?
Yeah, that'll be, we have to book for that early on during the year. Everybody buy them a little flight or something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
Snacking in, you know?
So what we ended up doing for Christmas, we ended up just taking our kids on a cruise, which we did through Royal Caribbean. And the cruise was pretty fun. Pretty much got to enjoy myself, got to relax. But because of the way that the rooms are set up and how many kids we got, we all ended up having, well, my wife and I had to share a room with a couple of kids. And my mom came down and she had to share a room with a couple of the kids. And in all honesty, I'm just happy to be back home because I ain't got to be in that small confined space with kids. I don't think motherfuckers realize how big of a difference it is having to share a bathroom with kids and having your own bathroom. Like, it's one of the things I was taking for granted, and I'm happy to just be back in my own bathroom. But the funniest thing that I heard while I was on the cruise, right, was they do like a little, like, competitions and shit like that. And one of the competitions they did on there was a twerking competition. They did the Cruise's Sexiest Man competition first, which I ended up falling asleep for. And then they did a twerk competition, which I ended up falling asleep for. But from what I was told, it was the funniest shit that I shouldn't have missed on that entire cruise. Because I was told that there was no people that looked like us that was actually doing the twerk competition. It was all people of the lighter complexion, right? And the funniest part about the whole thing was you got a bunch of drunk people on this cruise because they get the drink package beforehand. They spend a bunch of money to get drunk and they all out there just twerking. And you know, when girls are drunk twerking, you know, a lot of to be out. And that's what I was told. I was told all you saw was just flashes, white ass, and just hanging out. So.
Yo, real quick, but where did y'all go?
Oh, we went on Royal Caribbean. Oh, we went to Bahamas.
Okay. That's up, man. I always say I want to do a cruise, man. I got to do one, definitely. But a single joint.
Now, I recommend it. Only thing that scared me about them single cruises, though, is I was told, like, on those grown-up cruises, there's a lot of fucking and, like, just random, like, debauchery going on. And I don't want to be nowhere involved in none of that shit.
And I'm trying to be involved in all of that. No, I'm fucking.
I respect it. All right, but since we're talking about funny moments, right? Of course, I asked you guys, what was your top five black comedy movies? All right, and I don't know. I feel like mine is gonna be kind of a mixed bag, but I think I got a pretty good list. All right, for my number five, I got the movie Half-Baked, you know, with Dave Chappelle and all those dudes. Just because I was going down the list, right? And I was thinking to myself, like, what movies actually made me laugh? And that's one of the few movies growing up that, like, made me, like, sat me on my ass laughing as I was coming up. And even now to this day, there's still a lot of funny moments in that movie that I didn't quite catch when I was younger.
Yeah, that's crazy because I got that shit as my number four.
Really?
And I mean, because I was going to say my shit was going to be a bunch of old shit. But this is shit I like, man, because you get to see the difference is in how people perceive things. Like, just for say, Kevin Hart's not fucking funny to me. I know we had this conversation already and B's going to jump on me again, right? But that boy not funny. He not funny at all to me, man.
But you going to shit on your Philly brethren like that?
Hey, man, listen, it is what it is, man. Boy's not funny. Don't nothing he be in make me laugh. None of his comedy makes me laugh. None of that shit.
That's fair. I ain't gonna lie, his stand-up to me ain't funny. But honestly, like, as a comedic actor, I do find him a lot more funny and, like, comedic roles, but I don't think his stand-up to me ain't funny.
Like, don't get me wrong, though. He is a good actor, you know what I mean? But his jokes just not it with me.
Let me see, but what y'all got, boys, got for number five?
Well, I'll run with it, man. I don't know if that's just a black fucking comedy, but Rush Hour, man. I got Rush Hour as my number five. I don't even think it's just even the movie, man. Like, I remember I had the soundtrack to Rush Hour. That shit was crazy, right? The Rush Hour soundtrack with Ja Rule and shit. But no, that movie was crazy to me, man.
You want to hear something funny as hell? Back in the day, B wanted to look like Ja Rule.
It's murder.
Listen, bro, the rule thought I had to be like five, bro. Like, leave me alone.
So he used to say, we was younger, bro. Like, he used to be like, yeah, he would want his lips to look like Ja Rule, so he'd do like this. He walk around like this all the time.
You got a date, like, at that age, like, role models and music, that shit like this.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be Ja Rule there. 50 Cent came out. I don't want to be Ja Rule, though, but I
would switch right up.
Yeah, man, this shit was crazy. But nah, I'm going to take number five. I'm going to have to go with... It's tough, bro. It's a lot of them. I'm going to have to go with How High.
That's respectable. I mean, what is it about How High that kind of puts it, like, in your top five?
Harvard. What'd he say? First floor, right on the couch. What'd he say? I need money. I like that movie, man. It gave me good vibes, man.
Yeah, though.
Yeah. Nah, actually, that was actually a pretty good one, though.
White boy name.
You said what?
It's the white boy name.
It's How High?
The one on the boat. The on the boat team.
I don't remember his name, but I know I remember that he was the one that was kind of like giving him a hard time.
Yeah, I forgot his fucking name too. It was like, I don't know, but yeah, that was a good little movie, man. I'm gonna put that in number five because I got some shit.
Yeah, that shit is good.
I didn't even think about adding that one to the list, and I do think that is worthy of being on the list. And for my number four, I'm gonna go back a little bit, right? My number four is gonna be CB4. With Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That was back in my day type shit, man. But well, I was young as hell, but I remember watching that shit over and over.
Nah, like CB4 for me, it was so funny just because, you know, growing up when you idolize, like when you're in the hood, you know, you idolize rappers and you idolize, you know, athletes and whatnot. But seeing them go ahead and pretty much play actors and show that a lot of these motherfuckers is living out fake raps. It was kind of eye-opening to me growing up, and I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I still know that song verbatim, man. Straight out of Low Cash, a crazy motherfucking named Gusto. I fucked your wife, you bit me the dingo.
Yeah.
I fucked your sister, I fucked your pet. I would fuck your mom with the bitch.
Yeah, that's a legendary shit.
That movie art.
Yeah, I thought about that shit, man, but I thought that shit was too far back, man.
I love that movie, man. What y'all got for number four? Why are you saying half big?
I had half big as four.
I'm gonna go with Don't Be a Menace.
Damn, that's my fucking damn. Y'all get all my shit up.
Got some good shit, man. Like,
what's that? Don't be a menace. Why you got Don't Be a Menace at four?
I was gonna put it at like three or two, but the other one's so good I couldn't.
God, that shit at number two, man. That's another one I used to watch on repeat, bro.
That's my shit.
Repeat like a motherfucker. And like a lot of people didn't even know that was parodies from all the fucking movies. Like the name of the movie was Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking You Than Other.
Yeah, yeah.
And had all them shits in it. And people couldn't catch that shit. I'm like, bro. It's just like when they stomped my man out, he was flat as fuck. Like,
he want to know what's crazy, though? When you Google black movies, Don't Be a Menace, the first one pop up. That's wild.
Really?
No bullshit, bro. It's the first pick. It's the top pick. That's crazy.
I mean, that's a really good one, and it's on my list, too.
Yeah, that shit was at my number two. It was the Muslim boy that brought the white girl to the...
my milk of magnesia.
Nah, I always think about the hot sauce on the toes.
Oh,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, but that whole movie was fired up.
Or when my man came in, fucking mad as fuck, just like punching all them kids and shit. Just, you know, swinging his seat. That, yo, what's her name? Dashiki?
Yeah, Dashiki.
She had like every single race of kid, bro. It's hilarious. You're just knocking all them kids out. Yeah, that shit hilarious.
Honestly, I think the Menace to Society, like all the plays off of Menace to Society in that movie was probably what made the movie so funny. Because every scene, like pretty much it came from Menace to Society in that movie, I still remember to this day.
It did.
Yeah.
Menace Society is a classic, though. That's why we got to do the movie one next, bro.
Yeah, we do that next time. Hey, but for my number three, and this is one that is going to be a little controversial because I know for a fact not everybody liked this movie as much as I like this movie. All right, but Scary Movie 2. Scary Movie 2 is my number three. Just because, well, Scary Movie, I remember Scary Movie, but Scary Movie 2, it was better than the first movie in a lot of different ways. And the Scary Movie franchise, to me, that was when it was, like, at its best. Like, all the scenes from, you know, the basketball scene and the little hand scene and just all that stuff going on. It was a lot going on in that movie. And the ghost running around. The movie was good.
Yeah, I mean, that shit was crazy. Good pick. And number three, what you got, B, number three?
Man, number three, man, I'm about to take y'all back, man. I'm taking back. I think this movie was made before I was even born. It might have been made the same year I was born. I'm about to Google it, but I'm going to go with White Man Can't Jump, bro. Well, I'm saying that's my shit, man. I catch Trevor Street. That's my shit, bro. That was a funny-ass movie, man.
It's a good basketball movie, too. My bad, bro.
Yeah.
Wasn't kind of got his little raw Ricky with. Hey, that was a funny-ass movie, man.
I mean, that's going to probably be controversial to a lot of people. It's actually old school people for me. But yeah, I got it at number three, man. I got fucking Coming to America, man.
Coming to America.
That shit was funny. That, and I was a kid back then, man. So yeah, I can remember every single part, every line of that damn movie. I'm excited to watch that shit. And I think because he was all over that little light-skinned girl, man, I was like, her sister way better to me personally, right? And sister was way better, and she was on him like a mug. Well, assuming she knew he had bread.
Well, nah, that's the only reason I didn't like the sister in the movie, because the sister was all over him when she found out he had the money. But the sister was all over everybody. I was going to say, that's a real good one. It ain't even in my top five. And so it's one that I strongly debated on, but I was like, I don't have that many good, like, I remember the movie, but it's not, like, up there for me.
That's crazy. That's it. I mean, I wanted to put that shit number one, but I was like, man, what is this?
All right, for my number two, I got Don't Be a Menace. And we already kind of talked about it, so I ain't going to beat a dead horse. But Don't Be a Menace, like I said, those Menace to Society-like scenes were some of the best. Even the way that the movie start, right? So he ended up having that conversation with his mama, and she like, ain't no positive black people in this movie. And bravo.
Yeah, I had that at number two, too. That's all selling beat. Like, yeah, that shit's my number two.
That's same number. So I don't want to hear y'all number one. I'm sure my number two not y'all number one, but my number two, I'm going to have to go with, and it's only because I watched it the other day, bro, and I still know this movie word for word. I'm going to go with Friday at the Next, man. That's my favorite Friday. Friday might be your favorite, but that's my favorite Friday. You know what I'm saying?
This is all I got number one. I ain't going front, so y'all keep rolling.
Wait, you have Friday or Friday at the Next is your number one?
Now I got Friday, the original.
I got Friday, the original is my number one, too.
I got Friday at the Next. It's something about that one, bro. That been fun. And I don't know. It's a whole to this day, though, that I didn't know. I didn't know Ricky Smiley was the singer.
Santa Claus, yeah.
I did not know that. I'm like, damn, that's Ricky Smiley. That's crazy.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Friday After Next, because we've seen it like a billion times, I can't really like make it one of my top five because it's like, because I think we talked about it last week. That was a movie that we watched like every damn day. And I couldn't see myself putting it as my number one. My number one is, like I said earlier, it's Friday. And it kind of kicked off the Friday franchise.
And you...
Go ahead.
You know why we used to watch that movie so much, though, right? Because that's the movie I wanted to watch. I wanted to watch that movie so much, bro. That was my movie. Like, that was my movie. The Undercover Brother was cool. And what's the other one?
I don't remember what the other one was, and I'm still trying to think about it to this day. But Friday After Next was the one that we watched every day.
I got the same number one. My number one, though, and it ain't even a funny movie or nothing. It's just a gangster ass movie, bro. And you probably already know, but I'm gonna go with Get Rich by Trying, man. That's my favorite movie, man.
That ain't a comedy, bro.
get the fuck out of my car, man. That was funny to me. It's like, nah. Okay, then. Well, we gonna go number one comedy, man. I'm thinking we talking about black movies, period. We talking about all comedy.
Nah, I sent you the text that said black comedies.
Oh, man, I'll be so high. I'll be looking, man. I just bought movies. Well, I might have to go with Friday, too, then, man. Because that was the classic. I had to put Friday in there. You know what I'm saying? It was either going to be one or two, but then were my top movies. Or put Friday, my number one, then, too. You know, that my heart, too. Shit, you don't know that movie. I heard everybody heard that movie.
So I'm saying that. Urban legend, man. That's got to be to me personally, of my generation, man, the best. I used to watch that movie every day after school. Just like how y'all was talking about, I used to watch that movie every day after school. My dad had the chip box. That's when it just came out. So you get able to watch like all the movies for free every day, bro. And it was funny every day.
That was funny, though. Like, to think about it, like, I don't know about y'all kids, but none of our kids probably seen that movie. But, probably wouldn't want to watch it either, but it's just like, damn, that movie's so classic. Like,
I'm on a kick right now where I'm playing all the classic movies for my kids. So, I'm 85% sure they already watched that movie.
Oh, damn. Okay. No, my kids be on the shows. They watch, they love That's So Raven, bro. Like,
The crazy thing to think about, though, is I think that movie rated R. And it's like when I was a kid, like, ain't nobody give a fuck about no rating.
Because it ain't really nothing in that. Yeah, be like nothing too explicit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's too explicit in there?
Nah, I'm just saying that you're right. I mean, the most they, it's cut words, really.
I'm about to say, I can't even remember really, like, nothing crazy happening in that movie.
I mean, it was what? Felicia in the bed with Thebo, they wasn't even doing that.
They was in sleep.
You're right.
With the shitty drugs. All right. But hey, just moving on. And for any, that was our top five black comedies. If you don't like the same black comedies, if we missed something, go ahead and leave it in the comments. If you got an issue with the list, fuck your list. All right.
But now put your list in the comment. I want to see that shit because
this is a little that's what I want to hear. That's some good shit. I mean,
because we might have missed some shit, man.
No, I know we did because I know I'm missing a bunch of shit. But, all right, just moving on from there. I just want to spend my time. Well, I'm gonna start this topic off first and foremost by saying fuck Josh Allen. Right, dude, stay winning in every aspect of his life. Right. And I still don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl because I don't think he's going to make it that far. But what happened to the Lions last week was actually was pretty tragic. Not going to lie.
Don't let B leave the live.
Hold on, man. Let me see. Hey, man. First off, I knew the Lions was going to lose.
No, the fuck you didn't because we had
to. No, I'm going to be real with you. I didn't want to admit it because I'm a Lions fan. But I knew they was going to lose, bro. And it's fucked up because I knew it. And it's like, damn, I knew it. But I wanted to still have hope. They ain't losing today.
Well, in all honesty, like the loss that they took, it wasn't like an ass beating loss either.
Shit. I mean, they got they ass beat.
It was 42-48. It wasn't that big of a like. It wasn't a
maybe it don't matter. A loss is a loss. But I tell you what, we still got our playoff seed. We clinched. We good. We ain't tripping on that shit. I'm not talking about man.
Man, I ain't say shit, man.
Hey man, the Eagles Eagles better be able to fly in the playoffs, man.
Man, that's crazy, man. Listen, I wasn't talking shit, man. I ain't trying to jinx my boys and shit. You know what I mean?
Hey man, they looking good too, though, man.
I'm just saying, y'all lost a lot of players to still be that competitive.
We got exposed, bro. Our defense exposed. Then the coaching got exposed.
Well, no, so. With the defense, right? One of the biggest things I saw was, you know how many people who were missing from the defense into injuries?
That's what I'm saying.
Aiden Hutchinson has been out the whole season. He's the best player on that defense.
And that's what I'm saying. Y'all good kids. What they're saying, he's supposed to come back for the playoffs.
But they know what's going on. That's what's crazy about football. That shit's so dangerous. Like, I've been getting total fuck up, concussions. All type of shit, like, they be getting fucked up.
Because at any given time, especially if you play, you know, right? Any hit can put you the fuck out. If a motherfucker fall on your knee, right? Or you twist, you fuck your ankle up. And that's what's so good about the sport, man. It's good and bad at the same time, but anything can happen. Your team can be flying high as hell. And one injury, man, can put that whole team on ice.
Mm-hmm. How your ass.
Well, why fought it be Josh Allen, man?
So yeah, first, I mean, of course, he just beat the Lions, right? And even though I'm not like a huge fan of, you know, Lions football or whatnot, I mean it's still the home team. And just knowing what that winning streak has been doing for the city and watching him just fucking shred it up kind of make me feel a way. But it's also fuck Josh Allen because of what he did to Shameik Moore, and I'm pretty sure Shameik Moore saying the same thing. So, if you don't know, Haley Steinfeld, who played in the Spider-Man movies with Shameik Moore, just recently got engaged to Josh Allen. And when I tell you Shameik Moore been going off sad, bro, like, well, that's the start of where it starts at, right? And I'm gonna play a couple of clips just to kind of. And then kind of walk the dog a little bit, but homeboy been going out real sad. All right, so this is him trying to get homegirl's attention while they were doing everything or doing the promo for the actual Spider-Man movie.
Easier to be Miles flirting with Gwen when I'm looking at Haley.
Were you looking
at her? I was very happy to work with Haley.
Yeah, I gotta do this. I gotta make a movie.
I'm gonna watch Paper Moon, just so
you know,
just so I can like be closer to Haley. It's easier looking at Haley being Miles trying to get to Gwent. You know what I mean?
All right, so that's him pretty much fumbling homegirl, right? So that's where the story starts. So he had been shooting a shot, and then she announced that she was with Josh Allen. And he put out a tweet later on that day and pretty much chucking it up as a loss, right? So in order to make himself feel better, he ended up posting a video of himself with this girl called, or her name's Laura Harrier. He posted this video of them two cuddling together and like doing all types of stuff, but it was like them taking pictures for fans. And she's also engaged. So she got on social media and said that he was weird for posting that video up. And then, yeah, she called him a weird-ass dude. And what else did she say? I'm going to play part of the video just to kind of show you what happened with homeboy. And everybody calling this the biggest L of the year.
Didn't care about this app. A friend sent it to me. It was like, did you know that he put this up?
And she's talking about the video that he posted.
I'm in Hollywood. I get it. People do PR stunts, whatever. People like to get attention. But when he first posted that video, a friend sent it to me. It was like, did you know that you put this up? And I was like, no, because that was taken a year ago at a party when somebody asked us to take photos together. And I guess somebody was filming it. And not sure why you would post that now. And so I texted him. We're not close. Like, I know him just from around. And I texted him, hey, can you take this down? Not sure why you would post that. Also, I'm literally getting married, and I don't like this insinuation that there's something going on between us, if that was your intention. And it's still up. It was just fucking weird. You're a fucking weirdo. I'm sorry. You're a fucking weirdo. And I'm fucking annoyed. So I just wanted to say something because...
So then that is what he posted. And so shortly after that, he posted up an apology. And here's the apology.
This is all a misunderstanding. Unfortunately, it's public. You know, it's really the fan fiction, man. It's the commentary. That's what's fucking weird. You know, but I mean no harm. I mean no harm. I have no ill intent. You know, it's about art for me. You know, the video had the aesthetic of the song. You know, that's it. Wasn't insinuating no relationship. You know, I apologize for the misunderstanding. I do.
And after that, he took down all his socials. Right. So I wanted to ask y'all, what's some advice that you would give to this young man? And, like, when do you stop shooting your shot as a man? Like, if you really like a girl, like, when is it that you really supposed to stop shooting your shot?
Shit. Talking about, like, when you meet a woman or, like, yes, when you meet a woman, okay. I stop shooting my shot when she ain't interested. If she clears that something, she's not interested, shit, I'm done trying to get out of you. It's over. Go the other way.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, in my earlier days, I would have called him a simp and shit, but I mean, that's commendable, though. Like, you can post what you actually feel. As a dude, man, we have the stigmas and we can't show how we feel. But a lot of times, people, that's how we feel. And when he posted that video, he probably was, you know, trying to say, listen, he's still out here. He still got shit. I mean, that shit was kind of fucked up, right? It being that she's in a relationship, about to get married. But don't come down on my mans like that, bro. All right, let my man be who he is. Let him be his original self. That's all I got to say on that, man. Don't shoot a man down for being his original self. Because that's what we hide all the time. We hide behind a persona. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I wish I was that brave.
I know. I feel bad for him, but in a way I don't, because, well, I'm gonna tell you why I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him because he was shooting a shot at that woman. Of course, she's getting ready to get engaged, so I feel bad for him on that side of it. But if she's not giving you no emotion, like if she's not reciprocating that same energy, then you got to go ahead and let that go. Like after the first two times that you see that she's not really with it, and doing it like doing the little PR stuff and. You kind of see that she's doing like the uncomfortable, like smile and shit like that. Like just paying attention to social cues, bro. It'll save you a lot of heartache in the end.
That's true. But sometimes, you know, like sometimes chicks just don't want to feel like they're easy. So you have to pursue. And that's what I'm saying. We just have to be real with what we want. Like chicks have to be real what they want too. So we ain't out here looking crazy. Like, he don't know if she, you know, he's just playing hard to get, right? So she don't look easy. So shoot your shots, man. Keep shooting. That's my advice to him. Just keep fucking shooting and let her fucking say some shit like that. If she ain't bold enough to fucking say, I ain't feeling you, keep shooting your motherfucking shot.
I hear that. But just knowing what I know about dudes, sometimes as a girl, you can't just say, I'm not feeling you like that. Because, well, and I'm not saying he that type of dude. I mean, he's in movies and whatnot, but we hear far too many stories about dudes getting mad and dudes taking it out on the women because they tried to shoot their shot and the woman wasn't necessarily feeling them.
Well, that means to get in line, too. Good.
There's a thin line, man, between fucking being weird and genuine fucking feel. Like, you probably genuinely like her. You know what I mean? And if she say no, he probably been like, all right, bet. But you have to do that. And I get what you're saying. You don't know how this dude's going to react, how he's going to probably flip out, but you have to, man. You know what I mean? She just have to say exactly what she feels. And just like the dudes have to know, like, all right, that's the way she feels. She's not feeling me. And leave it the fuck alone. We just have to be real, man. We live in this fucking fake ass fucking world with fake ass shit going on all the time. So motherfuckers really don't know what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? So I don't know. There's no right answer, I guess. You just have to know the person. I don't fucking know.
Nah, I get it. But it's just, I don't know. I know when I was single, right? And if I was talking to a girl and she didn't necessarily text me back and whatnot, at one point I was feeling the way until somebody told me straight up, like, man, they don't owe you no type of explanation. Like, if they're not feel like, you will know if a person is feeling you or not because that energy will be reciprocated. It's just, if I know my energy, and he's way too famous for that, man. Like, there's women out there that you can get just by looking at them, bro. And I get, you want to work woman of a certain caliber. That's not necessarily that woman right there, but you way too famous to be acting like that, bro. You got way too much money to be acting like that. You got way too many prospects ahead of you to be acting like that. That's one of the things that works for normal people like us. It don't work for people like him, bro.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, man, it's just new in my life as I got older. Fuck that. She don't owe him an explanation, like you said, but you have to say what you want. If you don't want to feel uncomfortable with this person consistently trying to hit on you, say that. Say that. I mean,
it's hard. It's hard for the women, bro. It's really hard for them.
I get that. I understand that. But we have to get out of our comfort zone. Like, he's way out of his comfort zone shooting a shot like that in public and getting shot down. Come on. Nobody want to be embarrassed.
To be fair, though, she wasn't really shooting him down. She just kind of giving him the smirk, like, yeah. And then just kind of letting it ride. And yes, I do agree. Like, you probably shouldn't let it ride, but I can't really put the blame on her like that if she's not giving you the time of day for real. Now, if she was actually giving him the time of day or kind of giving him mixed signals, that's one thing. Because sometimes they do that too. They do that thing where they give you like mixed signals and you kind of have to try to take it for your interpretation. But if she's not giving you no signals, bro, let it go.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I get that, man, but I don't know how to keep saying this over and over because it's the same thing as this. Say what you want or else you're going to keep getting what you don't want. You see what I'm saying? And that's when a lot of relationships, you have to say exactly what you want. You have to say exactly what you want. And some stuff you might think like you should get the point, but sometimes it doesn't, right? I mean, if she would have said like, listen, leave me alone, and he kept doing it, got it. Like, bro, you're being weird. But if you don't say nothing, you can't blame the man. That's how I'm looking at it. And that's what I'm saying. It's a new mindset. Like I said, back in the day, I would have called him simp, called him a sucker, all this stuff. But that's again, man, with relationship, you have to fucking say exactly what you want or else you're going to keep getting what you don't want. Just an example, right? You think you in your relationship, right? You think you would have to tell your girl, don't cheat. You don't think you'd ever have to tell her that. But you have to. Because, listen, if I'm dating a chick and I go out and cheat, and she be like, well, you cheated on me. Like, you ain't never said nothing. You ain't never tell me I could or I could. So I did it. Now you told me, now I'm not going to cheat. You see what I'm saying? You have to communicate everything, man. I'm telling you. You have to.
Nah, I didn't catch that last part, but it sounded like you said some bullshit.
I hear you. I mean, you can take it however you want. But like I said, me, like, going through all of my experience, nigga, listen, you got to lay everything out. We all know what's going on, right? If you're supposed to wash the dishes after I cook, say it. Don't expect me to read your mind, dog. Like, that's reading minds again. We can't do that. I don't care who you are. You see what I'm saying? So that's just my take on it. Just say exactly what you need to say. Like I said, it's going to sound like bullshit to some people.
No, you're right. So, but that What you're talking about is in the bounds of a relationship, though.
To who?
You just talked about how in a relationship you have to communicate all of these things. They're not in a relationship. She don't even own that much.
I'm just saying, man. Listen, you have people from all types of backgrounds, bro. You can't just put everybody into one category. You know what I mean? People come from multiple different backgrounds and they do different things. We can't expect everybody to conform to one standard. You have to communicate standards, bro. I don't care how much you think the person should know it. Communicate them standards. That's just me. I'm communicating anything.
Can you pull that up?
Pull it up.
Nah, he sent me a video. I ain't gonna be able to pull it up from. I can give you control and then you can go ahead and pull it up. But I also don't really know what the context of the video is and what we're gonna talk about.
Oh, I was gonna bring it. I was gonna say it, but fuck that.
Oh, go ahead. If you can, like, you can pull it up. You can play it.
Oh, no. Go ahead. That's why I sent it. I ain't gonna have to. We gonna run it down because that's how. Yeah, don't rush for now. It's the next day.
But no, yeah, but just in closing for this topic, I mean, we all got differing opinions on it, and we can just leave it at that. But I kind of wanted to get y'all take on this situation going on in Alabama. I kind of gave y'all a brief walk down on it. I got the article pulled up, and then we can go ahead, we can talk about it. Recently, the article reads, Alabama profits off prisoners who work at McDonald's but deems them too dangerous for parole. All right, we'll start off. So there's a bunch of background information. This guy here was driving. He was pretty much driving a transport vehicle for them to go to their jobs. He was drinking on the job as a prisoner, and he ran it off the road, and people died. All right, and that's kind of what made everybody pose the question of, you know, why is there a prisoner driving a van full of prisoners to a job, right? And they knew that he was a big drinker. All right. So no state has a longer, more profit driven history of contracting prisoners out to private companies than Alabama. With the sprawling labor system that dates back more than 150 years, including the brutal convict leasing era that replaced slavery, it has constructed a template for the commercialization of mass incarceration. So Best Western, Bama, Budweiser, Burger King are among the more than 500 businesses to lease incarcerated workers from one of the most violent, overcrowded, and unruly prison systems in the U.S. in the last 5 years alone. All right, let me see. Cheap, reliable labor has generated more than $250 million for the state since 2000 through money garnished from prisoners' paychecks. All right, most jobs are inside facilities where the state inmates who are disproportionately black can be sentenced to hard labor and forced to work for free, doing everything from mopping floors to laundry. But more than 10,000 inmates have logged a combined 17 million work hours outside Alabama prison walls since 2018 for entities like city and county governments and businesses that range from major car part manufacturers and meat processing plants to distribution centers for major retailers like Walmart. And this is the part that kind of stuck out to me, right? So they make at least $7.25 an hour. The state siphons 40% off the top for all the wages and also levies fees, including $5 a day for rides to their job and a $15 a month for laundry. All right, turning down work can jeopardize chances of early release in a state that last year granted parole to only 8% of eligible prisoners, an all-time low and amongst the worst rates nationwide. Though that number more than doubled this year after public outcry. So they've been releasing more people from prison because people have been complaining about it. So the big thing right now is there's a huge lawsuit going on against these companies, not just against the companies, but all the other people. And I just wanted to ask y'all, do you think that, you know, with all of the employment issues that we're having right now in the country, do you think that this is a good solution, or do you think this is fucked up?
I mean, I see it both ways, man. I think it's a good solution, right? It's been, you know, filling jobs that need to be filled. Burger King, I don't think is one of, be honest with you. I don't think they should be making no food for nobody. And that's just my honest opinion. But yeah, you can get them to do shit like they used to do, like make license plates, right?
You ain't messing with nobody food or nothing like that. They're sitting there doing shit anyways. And we paying for them to eat and sleep up in that motherfucker. The bad side to that, though, is what I'm trying to say is now they're just going to be locking people up for the most minor things possible, right? Because they have to fill jobs. So it's a benefit. And then it's going to get people locked up. So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's getting bad to both sides of it to me.
See, I think me and you finally agree on something, right? I do think there is some good behind it, like what you were saying. But I think the bad part is you're saying that these people are okay to work in these different places, but they're not good enough to be paroled. And I think, to me, that's kind of fucked up because it's like, in a state where you're only granting parole to 8% of the population that's in prison, and you got these people pretty much like helping these corporations run their day-to-day activities, I think there's a lot of issues there.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucked up. I don't know. But they need to be doing something more than fucking sitting their ass down on the motherfucking bed all day, fucking fighting and shit, stabbing one another all fucking day, because they ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
But they need to be doing some hard labor, like paving a fucking highway or some shit. That's the fuck they need to be doing. You know what I mean? So that's a benefit in both cases, right? They're working. We got good roads, cheap labor. You can get more roads done. You see what I'm saying? I see the benefit in that. Because you have to think about this. A lot of people thinking about the finance to some extent. They're not paying to live. They live for free. They eat for free. Right? All taxpayers' dollars. So now y'all can fix some of this road that our tax money go into, right? The roads. Do that. You know what I mean? I can't come up with no stuff off the whim right now, but I'm quite sure it's a lot of things that they can be beneficial at doing.
ZB, what you think about this situation, using the prisoners to go ahead and work in these private corporations?
No, I agree with both of y'all. I agree. I say, Carl and I agree with both of y'all. I'm saying, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to speak on that. When you ain't in prison, and you know, listen, bro, I feel for certain prisoners, I feel a lot of motherfuckers deserve the life that they chose. A lot of them. Some of them know, but majority is. Special rapists is a stem cell. I don't really like speaking on none of that, man, you know?
Got you.
All right, so we can go ahead. We can move on from this topic. AB, if you want to go ahead and share the screen, and we can get into the topic that you want to get into.
Share my screen.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey.
You sent me from your own garret.
Oh.
Let me take care of you, all right?
Thank you.
How much you need?
Just 20.
Just 20 cents?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to call it out. That.
Good. Thank right. you. Yeah, I really good. Appreciate it.
Nah, for sure. So, you from around here?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Lisa,
okay.
Yeah.
Think I can get your number to take you out or something?
I mean, I don't really give out my number, but you can take my Instagram.
Instagram?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. I'll take Instagram.
All right.
Yeah, you look good. You understand?
Thank you.
Nah, no problem. All right, we're done. All right, cool.
Appreciate
it. No problem. Cool. I ain't even worry about it. Hit me up, all right?
All right, I will.
I'm going to DM you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for looking. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for looking out. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't having to put gas in this.
I don't know what happened to the video, man. Fuck, man. But you get the picture, man.
Nah, I'm sorry. Hey, hit up. I'm sure. I said, go ahead and unshare it. But what question you wanted to ask?
No, I was just related back to the other one about the women and the dating and, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah. What would you do in that case, though, B? What you doing?
What I'm doing? What I'm doing? Yeah. Give me everything. I literally... No. I wouldn't do that. I'd be pissed the fuck off because... I just gave you $20 for gas, and you about to ride off with this man? It's crazy work, but, I mean, let's do it all day. Like, You just gotta
nope. That reminds me of like cats that be paying for drinks in the club, and somebody else be smashed.
Like, juicing reps up. I ain't gonna lie, man. That's another story. That's another subject. Cause I'm not doing it. I'm not. Well, I don't know, man. But like you said, you juicing her up just to go home and get smashed by the next guy, man. It's crazy.
She could have easily told my man. She could have easily told him, like, yo, I got a dude in the car.
What would you do in that situation? What would y'all do?
Man, I want my money back. I know. I'm also talking about the dude that came and bought the shit. That bought the gas.
Well, I'm saying that you want your money back, but the girl ain't. Well, the girl probably did. She probably did. You right.
Hey, listen, man, getting my money back, man. The only reason I pay for this is to break the ice, man, so I can talk to you. And then that sound corny. I know people are going to eat me up for that. I don't give a fuck. Y'all do whatever the fuck you want. I want my money back.
Personally, I would, like, if I got no ties to this woman, I ain't paying, like, nothing for that woman. That's just the way I've always been.
Yeah, I wouldn't even let off like that anyways.
I ain't never in my life let off like that. Like, that's crazy work right there.
That's what your boys and them were saying. We were talking about earlier. Let me catch that. That's really nobody no more. They're saying, lead with your pockets. That was the thing they used to always say. Don't lead with your pocket. That's a good way to live life, right? Because now all she expected from you is bread. It's like all these dudes on my Cash App are first. Like, nah.
It's kind of. A lot of lose with their pocket.
Yeah, you can't be leading with your pocket. That's all she thinking about.
Yeah, you leading with your pocket. Never, that woman ain't gonna like you. Like, well, she won't like you like that. She probably will just hold you at arm's length, and you probably ain't gonna get none anyway. And that's what a lot of dudes be trying to be doing that shit for anyway. It's like, I don't know. To me, it just made you look like a loser.
Yep, I agree. I just can't do that. I just feel like I'm paying for it. Well, you're always paying for it anyways. I think we had that discussion, but I ain't doing it like that.
Nah.
I think you are. We go grab something to eat. You know what I mean?
But I was going to just, what y'all got to say to the people?
Yeah, we have to cut this one. I'm sitting here blanking like a motherfucker.
B, what you got for the people?
Everybody, I need y'all to keep God first and just not stick to your dreams and be blessed.
And that, what I got is, listen, communicate your motherfucking intentions, man. Communicate everything to your chick, all right? So that's all I got, man. Listen, you can dislike it or not. Listen, I'm communicating anything. Other than that, man, I'm good.
All right, first and foremost, if you watched all the way up to this point, all right, and you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. I just want to say thank you to Mac and B, all right, for being here consistently, always here to talk that shit. I want
one more shit. Listen,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, because I know you're about to wrap it up. Talk y'all shit in the comments. I'm there for the work now, man. I'm there, all right? So talk your shit. I'll be right there on your ass. Pause. No Diddy. All that shit that y'all young kids say.
Hey, they right? Called you. Did you see homeboy call you Diddy in the comments?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't imagine. You didn't see my comment?
Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah, shit. I can't imagine. I'm here for it now, man.
All right, but like I was saying before, right, I just want to thank my family. I want to thank everybody that's there to support. All right. If you're not an expert, matter of fact, that's what our fan base is going to be called. We're either not experts or fuck it. We can call them novices, right? Down with the novices. All right. And lastly, if you're going to shake your ass on a cruise ship, make sure your panties fit. All right. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.